Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the candidate that apparently no one wants. Joe Biden announcing that he is running for re-election as his son is in more trouble than we thought before. That also includes the entire Biden crime family. Now, I'm going to get into the latest breaking news on that. But before, let's just take a step back and realize how ridiculous the Democratic Communist Party has become. Right now, President Joe Biden has officially announced he's running for president. There's not a single poll in America that says even the Democrats want him to run. Age and the fact that he's clearly cognitively declined in an extreme manner over the last couple years is the top of mind issue for even Democratic voters. They believe he can't do the job. So why is he announcing he's running for re-election at the age of 80? One reason. He's hoping that will keep him and his family, I think, out of prison. NBC News, the Today Show, as you know what they do, carry water for the Bidens, put it this way as they announced it on the Today Show.
This morning, it's official.
And this is our moment.
President Biden unveiling his re-election campaign with a new video.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
The president urging voters to help, quote, finish this job.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America. And we still are.
In the video, which prominently features his vice president, Kamala Harris, Mr. Biden also making it clear he plans to carry out his attacks against so-called MAGA Republicans into the 2024 campaign, taking aim at the GOP over cutting taxes, voting, abortion, and LGBTQ rights.
Around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms.
Setting up for a fight with his top 2024 rival, former President Donald Trump, who currently leads the GOP field. But the president is facing a skeptical public. Our NBC News poll shows his approval rating is underwater, with many citing the 80-year-old president's age as a major reason why.
So to be clear, even NBC News is saying the Democratic Party doesn't want him to become the president of the United States of America. Now you'll understand why he's running. We're going to go to the scandal. Hunter Biden, and this is just how degenerate the Biden crime family actually is. Hunter Biden has now been ordered to appear in Arkansas court for a paternity test. That's right. Hunter Biden must attend all court hearings related to his ongoing Arkansas paternity case. A judge has now ruled, quote, from now on, I want both of your clients at every hearing I conduct. That's what the Independence County Circuit Judge Holly Meyer told attorneys representing Hunter Biden and representing the woman who he fathered a child with, the mom of a 4-year-old unacknowledged daughter named Navy. Meyer lashed out at the attorneys on a Zoom call today, complaining that litigation was taking too long, saying, quote, I will no longer allow us to excuse clients, she warned. Hunter, who's 53, will now be required to be represented, not to be present, not just represented, during the next in-person hearing scheduled at 9 a.m. on May the 1st. The judge issued the ruling after Brent Langdon, Hunter Biden's attorney in that paternity suit, told her that a laptop associated with his client and possibly containing income tax records, and this is not a joke, folks, is, quote, still in a repair shop, quote unquote. A back and forth followed between Meyer and Langdon, with the judge pressing the attorney to say whether the laptop belonged to his client. Yes, this is, again, not a joke. This is the Biden crime family. You can't make it up. Langdon sought to distance himself from all that stuff, quote unquote, concerning the infamous laptop, adding that he was not in a position to even begin to answer that question. The exchange came after Langdon filed a motion seeking a restraining order against Garrett Ziegler, a former advisor to President Donald Trump and founder of the nonprofit Marco Polo, whom Roberts has enlisted as an expert witness to the contents of Hunter's laptop computer. Ziegler, a Biden nemesis, last year produced a 6,444-page analysis of that laptop so people could easily navigate it. Meyer declined to issue the temporary restraining order against Ziegler, another big failure for the Biden team. Now, let's go back to the woman here. Roberts, a former stripper, is suing Hunter Biden for child support for their daughter, Navy, who was born all the way back in August 2018. Now, this is how much of a scumbag the Biden family is. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, okay, to be clear here, Joe Biden is the grandfather, right, of this individual. And they're not even taking care of this grandchild. That's how scumbaggy the Biden crime family is. They've not invited her to the White House. They have not spent any time with his granddaughter because Hunter Biden apparently doesn't value life. Certainly if it is through just a hookup with a former stripper. This family is also not taking care of their child. So if you think they give a crap about you, you'd also be wrong. And the real question is, if they won't even take care and they have countless dollars, millions of millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in to their Biden crime family, why is it that they won't take care of one of their own? Why is it that they won't take care of a child that he fathered? Why is it that they are forcing this mother to go through all of these court records and all this time just to try to get the money that she deserves to take care of their child? Again, every time Joe Biden says he cares about America, remember, he doesn't even care about his own grandchild. Let's be clear about that. So let's go back to the other issue here, and that is the real legal problem here. Hunter Biden and his legal team now want the Treasury to investigate an ex-Trump aide, quote, going on offense and Congress to take action against Taylor Greene, the congresswoman. Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's right. Why are they doing this right now? Well, they feel like it's time to go on offense. They're also trying to fight back some of the other headlines. This coming from NBC.
Legal team sent out two letters today asking for investigations, one to the Treasury Department to look into a former Donald Trump aide, and one to Congress to look into Marjorie Taylor Greene. Joining me now is NBC News Justice and Intelligence Correspondent Ken Delanian. So NBC News has obtained these letters. What do they say and what do they want?
Hey, Katie. Well, this is part of a newly aggressive strategy by Hunter Biden's new legal team. He's represented by Abby Lowell, a pugnacious litigator who spent the Trump years speaking for Jared Kushner, if you recall. And in this case, the legal team is asking the Treasury Inspector General to investigate a former Trump aide who's been circulating so-called suspicious activity reports about Hunter Biden's banking transactions. And this person admitted that he got them from an insider at J.P. Morgan Chase, according to this letter. And so the Biden team is questioning whether bank secrecy laws have been violated. They're also asking Congress to sanction Marjorie Taylor Greene over some inflammatory statements she has made about Hunter Biden. On that one, I think the issue here is get in line. Who hasn't Marjorie Taylor Greene maligned? But it's really interesting because it's part of this strategy that goes back to February, where they came out swinging and they asked Rudy Giuliani and others to to preserve records over potential theft of data from that infamous Hunter Biden laptop. They also threatened now former Fox News host Tucker Carlson with defamation. Reportedly, not everyone in the White House is thrilled with this strategy, because every day that Hunter Biden's in the news arguably is not a great day for President Biden. But right now, his team of bulldogs, legal bulldogs, is continuing to bite back.
When might they get a response? And if they're asking Congress to investigate, the House is currently led by a Republican, is there any chance that they're going to get that investigation?
I mean, the House Ethics Committee doesn't really do very much, and in this case, they have a lot of. If they're going to investigate Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's a lot to work with. The Treasury Inspector General request may be fruitful, because there does appear to be some serious questions here about the use of insider banking documents.
I love the NBC reporting there, right? How tough this is. Well, we're going to mock the conservative Congresswoman Greene for what she's doing, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to nail her, say she's crazy. Then we're going to say, look at how they're going on the offense. The reason why they're going on offense is because this is the only thing they have left is a diversion here. That's it. The only thing they can do is basically come out and say, okay, we'll just sue everybody. But at the end of the day, these are the scumbags. And the president of the United States of America has now said, I got to run for re-election. He has to, because if he doesn't, I think he's afraid a lot of them are going to go to jail. I think he's terrified that his family, a large portion of his family, could go to jail. This is the only way to get the media, by the way, back in line. This is the only way to make sure the media gets in that line and shuts up, because they don't want to destroy the guy who's now the official candidate. And this is what they've done. Made it a official candidacy. That's how you pull this off. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I want to just go back to the idea that the White House had to sit there and they had to really mull this over. How do we get a senile guy who's clearly had massive cognitive decline, who isn't even supported by his own party to run for re-election? How do we get him to become the guy and get everybody back in line? Because otherwise we're all screwed because of the Biden crime family. And they figured it out pretty quickly that the Democratic Communist Party, and that's what they are, will get in line and vote for whoever the hell you give them. Fetterman, by the way, is the perfect example of this. They propped him up. They basically told you, here is a man that has had a stroke, that is in clear, has clear medical issues, and you need to vote for him because otherwise you're going to get a Republican and we need the Senate. And Democrats did it and smiled while doing it. So if you're the Biden White House, are you really worried that a bunch of Democrats are going to defect on you, are going to move away from you? No, you're not going to do that because you've already tested it out. And it's clear that when you test it, Democrats will vote for anyone, including a man that's in cognitive decline, including a dead person. Remember, they also elected a dead person in Pennsylvania. They knew he was dead, like it had been announced. He died. The candidate died, and Democrats still voted for him. They did that in Missouri back in the day. Remember when there was a man who was running for Senate who died? And they're like, all right, we'll still vote for him because we feel sorry for him, and then we'll appoint his wife to be an interim. And they did it. So Joe Biden, the White House, they don't have to do much. They just had to say, we're going to run. And that's what they did. Now, NBC News has also come out and told the true story here about like how bad it is for this president. And it doesn't matter, again, because once he says he's running, then they're going to stop telling you the news on Hunter Biden. Listen.
But the president is facing a skeptical public. Our NBC News poll shows his approval rating is underwater, with many citing the 80-year-old president's age as a major reason why. Something we asked him about following the midterm elections. How does that factor into your final decision about whether or not to run for re-election?
It doesn't.
What's your message to them?
Watch me.
Overnight, former President Trump accusing Mr. Biden of a calamitous and failed presidency. Our poll shows 6 in 10 Americans are opposed to Mr. Trump making another White House bid. Support for one of his potential rivals, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, slipping in recent months. DeSantis on a trade mission in Japan asked about that decline.
I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes.
Now, look, the RNC is out with a statement as well today, calling Mr. Biden, quote, out of touch and accusing him of creating crisis after crisis. As for Mr. Biden's video, it's notable the vice president appears over 10 times, reflecting the prominent role she'll play in 2024 on issues like voting rights and abortion. Today, the president will focus on a key constituency when he speaks to union workers right here in Washington. Still, look, it's likely going to be several months before we see the president hit the trail and start to hold official campaign events.
I love this, right? They're like, it's going to be months before you see this guy out in action because he can't do it. And he doesn't even do an event to announce he's running for president of the United States of America, like re-election. They had to edit a video. Probably took him 100 hours to edit this video to make it palatable. And they're even telling you there, hey, like, there's no chance in hell that the Democratic Party wanted him to be the guy. But if you've got to protect the Biden crime family, you got to protect Anthony Blinken, you got to protect Merrick Garland, then you got to run. And ultimately, the communist Democratic voters will get in line. This, by the way, at the same time, while federal prosecutors are meeting with Hunter Biden's lawyers, we're being told this week, about charges on two different fronts. Now, why all of a sudden are we seeing all this activity out of nowhere? I'll tell you exactly why. because now they need to hurry up and charge Hunter Biden with something so that bigger and bigger charges and more news doesn't break. That means that the investigation must get bigger. They will take the charges now. That's the point. They will take these charges now happily. Listen carefully to lawyers for Hunter Biden, why they're wanting to hurry up and do this, as it was described by none other than Anderson Cooper at CNN.
New reporting time that likely has the White House's attention. The Washington Post first had the story. The headline, federal agency chargeable tax gun purchase case against Hunter Biden. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a Trump appointee, must decide whether to charge the son of the current president. Now, this follows CNN reporting back in July. The prosecutors, FBI and IRS investigators were discussing similar potential charges. Devlin Barrett shares the byline in the Washington Post story, joins us now. What is this that you've learned, Devlin?
So what we've been told is that for a number of months, the federal agents who have worked the Hunter Biden investigation have believed they have a chargeable case. Now, that's important, but it's not the end decision, because ultimately this will be decided by the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who is a holdover from the Trump administration.
What have investigators zeroed in on that they think would stand up in court?
So there's a couple things. On the tax front, there's a lot of the particulars we don't know for certain, but what we are told is that one of the major issues here is, did Hunter Biden declare all of his income? Because if you'll recall, that the Republicans have made a big talking point, both from the 2020 election on, about his business deals. And so the investigators are looking at, did he declare all the income from those deals? And then as far as the gun charge goes, he bought a gun in 2018, and on that paperwork, he said he was not using or addicted to drugs. And in his autobiography, he describes using drugs quite frequently during that time period. So that's another potential legal pitfall for him.
You notice how they're trying to rush this now, right? They're happy to take these two charges, right? These tax charges, the gun purchase charge, because that actually protects the Biden crime family. And now that nine names have come out, I'm sure the Hunter Biden lawyers are like, hey, we really want to meet with you, feds. Go ahead and put our guy in jail for these two charges just so we can protect the presidency, just so we can protect the other family members. We got nine other family members. So charge us with this stuff. We're more than happy for this to be charged, right? Like do it. Because if you only charge him with the tax issues and you only charge him with the gun issue, there is nothing that connects any of this to the Biden crime family, right? There's nothing here, nothing at all that connects them to all of the other family members and all the other crimes that are being done by these family members. That is the part that everyone needs to understand. Now, this other headline that has also come out, and it's one from the Washington Post, which really makes me laugh. Hunter Biden lawyer seeks ethics probe of Green, Congresswoman Green, for verbal abuses. This is throwing jello at a wall. When you're desperate, you'll do anything. When you're desperate, you will just try whatever the hell you can to try to figure out how to make some of this work. So you go back here and you realize you have a president that can't even announce live he's running for re-election. You have a first family that won't even take care of their own grandchildren. You have Hunter Biden's lawyers begging for their client to be indicted just on tax issues and just on the gun issue. Because then they're just going to claim he was a drug addict and that, you know, go easy on him. And they need the stories to stop. Right. That's part of this. They just need the stories to stop it. Whatever they can do, whatever they have to do to make these stories stop. The Biden family keeps getting bigger. You have President Biden during the debate saying that those 51 intelligence officials that signed that letter, that the laptop was fake. We now know that that was orchestrated by his own campaign. He knew he was lying to the American people when he did it. You know, the question now is, are the walls closing in on Hunter Biden? I would say yes, they are. But the real question is, are they closing in on the president? Listen to what Miranda Devine had to say about the Attorney General, A.G. Garland, and what he said under oath with this IRS whistleblower about the Hunter Biden investigation on Fox Business.
Could you explain why Attorney General Merrick Garland is at this moment suspected of obstruction of justice?
Well, Merrick Garland appeared at an oversight hearing, and he was asked by Chuck Grassley various questions about this Delaware investigation into Hunter Biden that's been going on for 5 years. And he was asked specifically, does David Weiss, who's the U.S. attorney in Delaware, have the authority to get charges brought against Hunter Biden, tax charges, in California and in the Washington, D.C., because those are two jurisdictions where Hunter Biden lived when he was supposed to pay taxes. And Merrick Garland assured him, oh, yes, David Weiss has all the authority he needs, and, you know, I've given him all powers, and I'm staying arm's length away from this. Well, now we have an IRS whistleblower who contradicts what Merrick Garland said under oath. That whistleblower says that, in fact, there were senior DOJ officials in Washington, D.C. and in California who obstructed his investigation into Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's alleged evasion of taxes.
It's like Watergate. It's not the break-in that got you. It is the cover-up.
It sure is.
Just like that. It's the cover-up that will get you.
There it is. And that's why he said, all right, I'm going to run for president of the United States of America. I want to bring in to get some reaction to some of this news, U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Before I get into this part of this interview, I want to remind you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Senator, always a pleasure to have you with us. I want to move to two different important issues. One, let's talk quickly about the Hunter Biden story that is now really not about Hunter Biden anymore, Senator. It's about the President of the United States of America, and is the President compromised? We now know through these suspicious activity reports that you guys have been fighting to get your hands on for years that were blocked by the Democrats and the Treasury Department, that there are now up to at least nine family members with the last name Biden that were on the take in deals. Many of these deals and the biggest money, the largest amounts of funds were coming from China, more than Russia, more than Ukraine. We're talking about billions in loans and millions in payments going into the Biden crime family. Are you concerned, as the president this morning has announced, hey, I'm running for reelection? He put out this, you know, fancy video because he can't do a coherent, you know, event with people in an audience like a normal candidate would do. They've got to, you know, pump him up through editing and a video. How concerned are you that this man's running for reelection and is completely compromised and cannot stand up to China on any issue? So far, I don't know anything he stood up to China on.
He has not stood up to China on anything. And the more we learn, the more he that he is compromised and that he is willfully choosing not to stand up to China. And Ben, it is astounding to me, and I know it is to your audience also, that there can be these records. And I think this is important to understand. There are bank records that show that they have made these transfers. There are bank records that track this money. And even with the bank records, they're denying it. So that should tell you they are going to deny this regardless of what evidence comes forward. See, they're just going to say, don't believe what you're seeing because we really didn't do that. But we did do that. But we're going to tell you we did not do that. And they have padded their bank accounts for years. And they've done it on Joe Biden's name. His brothers, his sister, the nieces, the nephews. As you said, 9 members of the family were getting money. And you have these sources that are coming out of China. And now Republicans in the House have the records and they still deny it.
You got 2 that were arrested last week for, quote, operating illegal overseas police stations of the Chinese government. These defendants are New York City residents who allegedly operated these police stations in lower Manhattan and destroyed evidence when confronted by the FBI. This coming out of the Justice Department. And yet again, you see where China feels like they can do whatever the hell they want to do, including operating police stations in the U.S. This on top of the fact that you have to be very concerned now about Chinese relationships with certain American businesses buying up farmland as well. And that goes back to part of this legislation that you're now pushing forward.
Yes, indeed it does. And the farmland, I tried to stop that in the Defense Authorization Act. Every Democrat voted against it. So just like when I ended that vaccine mandate on our military, I told the Democrats, the issue of China farmland coming back to you also. And we see how China is emboldened with Joe Biden in the White House. They see their running room. Their goal is to be globally dominant by the time we get to 2050. That is their stated goal. And they are trying to buy up this farmland and property. They are trying to expand these sister city programs, which I have legislation on that, and it would block any of these countries that we have adversarial relationships with from being in these sister city programs. We have 1,800 of those programs in existence right now, and then 157 of those are in China. Now, these programs that are in China, what they try to do is to force the participating sister city to recognize China law and China's version of their history. These sister city programs are to be about culture. They're to be about educational exchange. And China has kind of hijacked that. And as they say, this isn't Marcia saying, this is the head of the Chinese Friendship Association. They use this as soft propaganda, and it is important to their Belt and Road Initiative and to their global dominance and making the 21st century the China century.
Well, let's talk about, you know, moving forward with this president. And he's announced today, obviously, he's running for re-election. And that, I think it was clear that he had to do that because of everything that's come out over the last week and a half. You've got 2 problems now. 2 of these people come before you in the Senate and testify quite often. You've got now issues with Anthony Blinken. We now know that Anthony Blinken was rewarded for getting those 50-plus individuals to sign onto that letter claiming Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, top-level people in the deep state. And then he was rewarded by, okay, Anthony, you're going to now get a great job out of this, putting this together and saving the election. How concerned with you about that issue? And then also at the same time, you have a IRS whistleblower who is accusing now, from what we understand, the man who's in charge of the DOJ, Merrick Garland, of lying to you guys in Congress with his testimony.
Well, and we questioned Merrick Garland about that because we did not see how all of this was happening around Hunter Biden, around parents being called terrorists, and Merrick Garland not know anything about this, which is what, when he came before us at Judiciary Committee, what he claimed. And, of course, that Judiciary Committee hearing is what really spurred the whistleblower to step forward. Because he knew that they were slow walking this investigation of Hunter Biden. He knew they had that laptop. He knew they chose not to do anything with the laptop. But yet he would not admit that, and he was under oath as he was before us. And so it is appropriate that the whistleblower come tell us what he knows, and that we figure out from the things we're all piecing together now about how this administration has chosen, they've made a conscious decision to not be forthright with us and the American people. And when I heard Joe Biden say on his announcement, we need 4 more years, we need to finish the job, you have to ask, what job is it they're trying to finish? Is it turning us over to the Chinese Communist Party? Is it diminishing America? Is it betraying our allies? Is it our enemies not knowing to fear us? Is it radically transforming the country? What is your job that you're trying to finish? Because it certainly is not the job of expanding freedom and liberty, of protecting our faith, our free speech, free people, of providing hope and opportunity for future generations.
No doubt about it. Senator, as always, pleasure to chat with you, certainly on such a big news day, and keep us updated, especially on this legislation dealing with China. It is very important for our national security. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Ben.
All right. Lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.